The vaccination rollout program in South Africa is gaining pace. However, there are still many who have concerns. There are theories, there are myths that are floating around, and we thought it would be a good idea to discuss some of these issues. Joining us on the line, we have senior lecturer at the Department of Pharmacy and Pharmacology at Wits University, Dr. Nilivani Padiachi. Dr. Padiachi, a very good morning to you and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Good morning and thank you for having me.
One of the theories is that taking the vaccine will affect a woman's fertility. Is there any authenticity to that?
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, there was a social media post that was posted by Dr. Wodog, and he was a physician and a scientist for allergy and respiratory therapy at Pfizer. And together with a Dr. Michael Yeadon, a pulmonologist, they claimed that the spike protein that we're all familiar with that is on the coronavirus is the same as the spike protein that is responsible for the growth and attachment of the placenta during pregnancy. So the fear came about that, you know, as a result of the vaccine, the immune system would not be able to differentiate between these two spike proteins and therefore would attack the placental protein. However, this is untrue because the overall makeup of that placental protein is very different from the coronavirus spike protein. So, you know, to dispel that myth, we can be reassured that the placental protein is very different from that coronavirus spike protein.
Another concern that some have is that there could be side effects. Are there any side effects to taking the vaccine?
You know, just like any other drug that we would take, vaccines do come with side effects. But, you know, the side effects that we've been seeing and we're aware of based on clinical trials are very mild side effects. So you would encounter fever, a sore arm, fatigue. And these side effects would usually subside after 1 to 3 days. However, I'm sure you've seen in the media there's been lots of talk about blood clots from the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. This particular side effect is very rare. And, you know, the result of the COVID-19 infection is actually 8 times higher, has a higher risk associated with blood clots compared to the vaccine. So meaning that, you know, you rather take the vaccine and be safe compared to having COVID complications and having blood clots.
What about those who've had COVID, or some of them have had it twice and they feel that they've got natural immunity?
That seems to be a common theory. And you know, the reinfection with the SARS-CoV-2 virus that causes the COVID-19 complications can occur even in individuals who have previously contracted the virus. But receiving the vaccine can provide protection against severe complications of the COVID-19 pandemic. So the level of protection that is achieved from natural immunity is really unknown. So we're not sure how long the antibodies actually remain in the body. Conclusively, we need more research, more data coming out in order to prove that, you know, the natural immunity lasts for a longer period of time. So at the moment, we rather take the vaccine, which offers more protection compared to natural infection.
The common concern that is raised by many is that this vaccine was rushed, that it took, it was developed in a very quick period of time when ordinarily vaccines take years, if not decades, and therefore it would be safer to play a wait-and-see game, let a few months lapse, see what are the effects, if any, on those who have taken the vaccine, and then take it from there.
Yeah, that also seems to be a very common myth. And you know, yes, the vaccine was developed very quickly. But remember, vaccine technology has been in existence for many, many years. We're all familiar with multiple vaccines that we've taken as children. So in the case of COVID-19 and SARS in CO2, the coronavirus, the genetic information was identified pretty quickly. And therefore, producing the vaccine was very quick. So it didn't take a long time, provided we had the genetic material, because the vaccine technology existed for so many years. And then furthermore, there was enough research funding to research this particular clinical trial, because we needed to find solutions and find a vaccine quickly. And additionally, because SARS is so contagious, it was easy to find out whether the vaccine worked or not. So for those reasons, the vaccine is safe. And it's not actually been, it has been developed quickly, but doesn't mean it's not safe.
Can the vaccine in any way alter your DNA?
No, not at all. So I think this particular myth came about because of the messenger RNA vaccine, which is the Pfizer vaccine. And this particular vaccine, so we know that the messenger RNA vaccine is the Pfizer vaccine and the viral vector vaccine is the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. So this is purely the way it acts in the body. So they cause your body to develop protection so that when you are infected by the coronavirus, your body is prepared to fight this particular virus. The DNA that is located in the nucleus of your cells, meaning that you, the DNA that you're thinking will be altered is actually found within your nucleus of your cells. And the vaccine material that we are injecting into you does not enter the nucleus. So it therefore would not alter the DNA.
Now, we repeatedly hear about people who took the vaccine and then not too long thereafter passed on. Within our communities as well, you hear people commenting, you know, she passed on not too long after taking the vaccine. Perhaps the vaccine had a side effect or it created complications with the person's health. Or sometimes people comment and say they took the vaccine and they still died from COVID.
Yeah, that's a very difficult one. You know, in order to conclusively say that it is due to the vaccine, we have to do research. We have to be able to do a post-mortem on the patient in order to identify that it was actually the vaccine. So you can't actually conclusively say because you took the vaccine, you have, you know, passed on, the patient has passed on. So I think for that particular one, we have to do more research. We have to get more information surrounding patients who have passed on after the vaccine, because there could be multiple factors that contribute to somebody passing on, not necessarily purely the vaccine.
Are there any documented cases in South Africa or even internationally where people have died as a direct result of taking the vaccine?
Not that I'm familiar with. Not at the moment, no. I'm not familiar with anybody.
Before we conclude, Dr. Pudiachi, any other areas of concern that people have when it comes to taking the vaccines that you feel you perhaps need to clarify?
I think the other one is the microchip one. And, you know, there was a lot of social media hype around presenting or the vaccine having a microchip and, you know, the government being able to track individuals based on this microchip. And this particular myth was sparked when a social media post was put up, I think last year sometime, and a video was shown where there was a microchip that was being injected. Now, this particular video was false in the sense that it wasn't actually a microchip, but it was purely information that sometimes is available on an injectable to show the manufacturer whether the vaccine has been used or what the expiry date is. So it's purely information on the microchip and not being injected into an individual. So I think the social media posts sparked many comments and created this myth where people were led to believe that the microchip was actually being injected. But it was not. It was not injected. It was purely on the injectable label, purely for information. And I'd like to dispel that particular myth as well, that, you know, we're not being chipped in any way.
Just before we let you go, Doc, one of our listeners has sent through a question wanting to know, does the vaccine in any way affect the monthly cycles of a woman?
Not that I'm familiar with. I did read something yesterday about it. But again, you know, it's purely hearsay. We need more data. We need more information to prove that this is the case. But unfortunately, at the moment, there's no conclusive information to prove. And what I'd like to also say is it's important for individuals to report any untoward effects if they find that after taking the vaccine, they've experienced anything, absolutely anything that's different than normal. The more information we have, the more data we have in terms of research, and we'll be able to conclusively say, yes, this is happening with this particular cohort, in order to identify it as a problem with the vaccine.
All right, Dr. Nilivani Pudiachi, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Take care.